This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 30th of May. It was another poor day for Somerset as they had to watch Yorkshire rack up 450 for 5 on the third day at Taunton before declaring. They were then given a scare by Adam Lyne's innocuous offerings in their first innings reply. Resuming on 341 for 5, Yorkshire's overnight pair of Adil Rashid and Andrew Hodd added a further 109 without being parted. Rashid completed his third century of the season, as he continues to make the most of the opportunity afforded by Azim Rafiq's injury, while Hodd ended on 68. Stephen Patterson then took two wickets, helped reduce Somerset to 120 for 4 in their reply, in spite of a sprightly 74 from captain Marcus Roscothick. It was then that Lyth was called upon to break a stubborn stand of 52 between Alex Barrow and James Hildreth. He bowled Barrow for 26, and Peter Trago dismissed very next ball to find himself on a hat-trick. Craig Meshed of those survived, and ended on 16, with Hildreth on 76, and Somerset on 232 for 6. Shivnarine Chanderpaul hit the first century of his Derbyshire career, as they recovered from a poor start to reach stumps on 232 for 2 on day 1 against Surrey. Chris Tremlett removed Chesney Hughes for Golden Duck in his opening over, while Billy Godelman followed in Tim Lynn's 6th, to make it 29 for 2. Chanderpaul and Wayne Madsen added up and broke in 203 for the third wicket. Chanderpaul is unbeaten on 112, with Madsen on 92. In Division 2, the final day of the match at New Road looks like being a race for bonus points, with Worcestershire having barely started their first innings after bowling out Essex for 215. Jack Chantry helped the hosts earn the upper hand by taking 7 for 69, causing Essex to slip to 115 for 7 at one point. Tom Wesley was the only one on the top order to hold firm, and shared a crucial 8th wicket stand of 91 with Sajid Mahmood to help him gain one bonus point. Eventually he was 9th man out for 90, with David Masterson out for 4 to give Shanty his 7th wicket. Play finally got underway at Wantage Road, with Hampshire closing day 2 on 149 for 5 against Northamptonshire. Trent Copeland did the bulk of the damage for the home side, taking 4 for 49 from 28 overs. Only Liam Dawson passed 50 for Hampshire, ending with a determined 57 off 179 balls, while Adam Wheaton returned from injury and delighted briefly with 40 off 54 balls. Gloucestershire finished day 2 at Aberth on 143 for 4 after bowling out the home side for 310. Alex Giddens is on 54 and had added unbroken 77 with Benny Howell for the 5th wicket by the time stumps were drawn. Glenn Chappell has struck twice in the first 15 overs, including removing Michael Klinger in his second over for just 2. Craig Miles had early ended with 6 for 88 to help restrict Lancashire. He removed Simon Cattich 4 short of his century and was only held up thereafter by a last wicket partnership with 66 between Kyle Hogg and Simon Kerrigan. And there was no play on the second day of the match at Tunbridge Wells between Leicestershire and Kent due to rain. The visitors were on 74 for 4 in their first innings. And Leicestershire left arm spinner Claude Henderson has announced that he will retire at the end of the season. The 40-year-old joined the club in 2004 and has won 3 2020 titles during his time there. He will return to his native South Africa in October to take up a career in coaching and the media.